Okay, good morning, everyone. So we're going to speak a bit more about Shema. The first paragraph of Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. We mentioned that it involves an intellectual commitment, that number one, we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our King, He created everything, and we dedicate ourselves to doing what is necessary in order to feel that way or to express our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our King. The Rambam actually in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, writes that in Kriyat Shema there are three elements. There's Yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem, Ve'ahavaso, and the love of Hashem, Ve'talmudo, and its study, Shehu ha'ikar hagadol shekol toibo. This is the main thing that everything depends on. So the Rambam writes that there are three elements of this paragraph of Kriyat Shema or of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is the unity of Hashem, the love of Hashem, and Torah study. The truth is, there are other parts of this first paragraph. There's a mitzvah of tefillin. There's a mitzvah of mezuzah. So there are mitzvos as well in the first paragraph, but presumably, this way Rav Soloveitchik formulates this, is that the subjective experience of Shema, the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, according to the Rambam, involves these three elements, unity of Hashem, love of Hashem, and study. There's an interesting debate between three Tanaim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Akiva. Do you have to have Kavana for the first line of Kriyat Shema? That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer says you have to have it Ad Kan. There's a debate. Is it until after the Pasuk of Vayuad Vrma Eila Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Alev Avecha, or is it after the second Pasuk of Vahavta Hashem Elokecha V'chol Vavcha V'chol Nashcha U'v'chol Me'odecha? And Rabbi Kiva says you have to have Kavana for the whole first section. But according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, that is a separate question, which is, the kavanah you're supposed to have for the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, what should it be for this special feeling of Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemayim? Should it be while you're only saying the first pasuk, the first two or three pesukim, or the whole paragraph? But the essence of the subjective experience of Kriyat Shema, of Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemayim, that everyone agrees to, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, the unity of Hashem, love, and study. It's more than simply, I know that Hashem is, you know, all powers are unified within Hashem, the unity of Hashem. It's more than simple knowledge. It involves, number one, that knowledge exerts power over our soul, and secondly, that you have to study it. And that's a very powerful idea. Because for us, there's actually a fascinating debate about how to understand the Rambam's mitzvah. One of his mitzvos, is the Sefer Mitzvos, is there's a mitzvah, Leida Es Hashem, or Lahamin Es Hashem, to know Hashem, to believe in Hashem. So there's a major philosophical question, which is, how can Hashem command us to know Him, to know that He exists? Either we know or we don't know. What does it mean? Either you believe or you don't believe. How can you command someone to believe or to know? How does this work exactly? So one of the approaches here is, to understand this, is that the first mitzvah of the Rambam, which is, you know, to believe in Hashem or to have faith in Hashem, it's really a mitzvah of long, a study that lasts our entire lives. Our entire lives should be dedicated to develop a relationship with Hashem through study, through understanding, through trying to develop the faith. It's not a one-time deal. I believe in Hashem, I don't believe in Hashem. Faith is a lifelong process. There is first the knowledge of and this is how I think is connected to the Rambam's view here. First is we have the knowledge, belief, the knowledge that Hashem, all powers are unified within Hashem, the Yichud Hashem, and that has to affect our soul. V'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha, love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on this belief that all powers reside in Him. But it's not a one-time deal. It's not a one-time, okay, now I believe and that's it. Faith is a lifelong pursuit and involves study. It involves delving into what does Emunah mean, what is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, I think, why the Rambam mentions all three aspects. Number one, unity of Hashem, love of Hashem and Torah study, they're all part of Kabbalah's Amchu Shemayim, because it's not a one-time belief, but it's a development of our faith through our entire lives.